to Tosfos Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Says like this: Mikan Mashma. Sheyush Einu Kehefka. The three ideas, to understand these three ideas and what they do and how they work, is very, very important. One is Yush, one is Hefker, one is the concept of Avur Mimenu Mikol Adam. Let's begin with the concept of Avur Mimenu Mikol Adam. It's something that we'll come to continually. It's a Gemara Bava Metzia. Rabbi Yishmael be Rabbi Tzadok, Bava Metzia Chav Beis Amid Beis. Min Hayin La'Aveido Shishot V'Noho. Shimu Terrace. You live in a riverbank, and the river overflows and takes whatever belongings were on the riverbank all the way down to who knows where. Someone 10 miles down the river gets it. It says, "Tichsiv v'chentas l'chamoro, chentas l'simloso, chentas l'chol aveda sochicho." If I lose something, someone else can find it. That means if I lose something, it's findable by someone else. But if I have this tidal wave, no one can get his hands on it. In the end, it's going to land on someone's property. No, you read the stories, a tornado comes, and all of a sudden blows everything, and someone's mattress is 50 miles down the road. It's avudu imenu mikol adam. It's mutter to take. Now, why is it mutter to take? So Rashi says, She'enu ovud ela mimenu. Doesn't add much to it. Okay, now, we take a look at the Rambam, what the Rambam says. The way he quotes it, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchot Gzeila V'Aveda Halacha Yud. Hamotzei aveda bezuto shel yam, a tsunami comes. Obishtiluso shenor, riverbank overflows. Shena posek, afa pishesh posimen arisim, shemotzei belongs to the one who finds it. Shenema rashatov imenu matzosa, misha avudu imenu matzuya eitzel kolodum, yotzu zu shavudu imenu umikolodum, shezevada inisyayish mimenu. If I would take the Rambam superficially, it would say that I don't have to worry if there is Yush. Something like that happens, certainly Yush, but wait one second. I thought it's so simple. Ram Shub Machalik, between who lost it, Akot lost it, he's not a Bai Yush. Ram Hasim Machalik. Did he know about it? He didn't know about it. It's Yush Shalom Midas. Doesn't. So, question, is it Hefker? It's not Hefker. Or it's just Yush. So my grandfather, Zecharo Levracha, wanted to bring a very strong raya. Some gorchulin. Maran Cholin says like this. Shuvach HaKa. It says, Taragola Shemardo. You have a chicken, and it's Kedush HaKodesh, Kedush HaSperek HaBayis. So here we have to have a little hakdama for those of you who may have learned it for God, who never learned it. There are two types of kedusha. One is kedushas mizbeach, one is kedushas berek habayis. Kedushas mizbeach is something, it's kodesh because the animal is designated to be brought as a korban. It's kodesh because it's designated for a mitzvah, kodesh the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, the object loses its kedusha, it's no longer kodesh the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, nasas mitzvah, no kodesh anymore. Kedushas berek habayis is different. Kedushas berek habayis is momen hekdesh b'kinyono. It is the financial property of hekdesh. Hekdesh owns it. Hekdesh owns it. So let's say someone was makdesh a chicken. The better kabayis. You can't buy chicken on his back. You don't bring chickens on his back. So, Makdish, chicken to better kabayis. Mordor, it got wild. You can't get your hands on it. Where it says, Pokek to Shusahil. The douche is gone. So the Gemara says like this. El Rav, my time will almost Kishmol Amach Rav. Now I've kabbad Rishulcha to go and pay Rishiv for the Kodesh Mizbeach. Came the Kodesh Kedusha Saguf. If it's Kodesh Kedusha Saguf, the Mizbeach, you can't get rid of the Kedusha. Have a Maktish Tarnagolus Leberek Habayis. Have a Maktish Tarnagolus Leberek Habayis. The Lav Kodesh Mizbeach, not Kodesh the Mitzvasa. It belongs to Hektish. Bahamu. Came in the morning to poke to Shusayu. And Shmuel says, no. Why? Comes up with an idea. It's not Avuda. Kol Heche di Yisra be Gaza de Rachmona Yisra. Who does it belong to? It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's always in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. Something can't be Avud if it's in my property, a famous Ramban. I'm sure you bumped into it this year. Let's say I lose something in my house. My wife has a valuable diamond ring, and she loses it. The whole house is covered with carpets with a very high pile, and somewhere in a whole in a gigantic house, go find it. You can't find it. So what do you do? It's in my house. I give up on it. There's nothing to do about it. And someone comes in and finds it. Can he keep it or not? The answer is no. Yush works on an aveda if something is ovud. Something is in my rishus, it's not ovud. And therefore, Yush won't work on it. Famous Ramban, Rav Chavov. Okay. So too. It is, since heck, it's not ovud. Because the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kalechi is Begazma. Says Tosis. Shamini Mehocha. Learn from here. The Avozim, geese, the Tanagolim, and chickens, Shalchulin, Shemardu, the Balehim, they got wild and no one can get their hands on them. Ochulim have a Hefger. The Hefger. So my grandfather had a simple question. Before the Gemara came up with it, so that's true. Someday it's Hefka. Before the Gemara came up with it, Gemara assumed with the idea of Kol Heicha D'Yisra Be'Gazer Rachmanu Yisra, there was Hefka. There's no one to be Miyayish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Miyayish. the gizmo copy miyayish. So it was miyayish. So apparently avudu mimenu mikol adam does not require yosh. It's automatically hefka. So what does that mean? That means you have a situation. The Gemara says, tell a person your ship is sinking in the sea, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, middle of the Atlantic Ocean, it's sinking. He says, and it's all lost. I'm not Makabel. Not Makabel today, whatever you want. It's sinking. It's down at the bottom of the ocean. Can't get hands on it. So what do you say? Person says, I'm not Miyayish, too bad. Some situation that any normal human being would be Miyayish. And it's not possible for one, every human being is Miyayish, because every human being isn't, they can't get their hands on it. Then it becomes automatically Hefka. Avunu mimenu mikol adam is automatically Hefka. And next, today, tonight and tomorrow, we'll go into it a little more deeply. That's one. Now, Tosa says, but let's say, forget for a second, Avunu mimenu mikol adam, with his vada yosh on something. Yosh works. Now, the Gemara wants to deduce that yosh works in Geneva from the fact that yosh works in Aveda. So, apparently, it's one process. So, Tosa says, wait, as long as it's one process and one aloha. So, how do we know yosh works? So Rashi here says, yosh is of a rabban de gun. He says, what does it mean? Naila veda shishat fenar. Rashi says, how do I know Yish works? Yish didn't work, I couldn't have the halacha of Avunu mimenu mikol adam. Avunu mimenu mikol adam is not if Ruvain's miyayish and Shimon's going to find it. If everyone in the world is miyayish, so then it becomes hefka. So Yish is, Avunu mimenu mikol adam is built on Yish. That's the answer. Tosis kashi against Rashi. Tosis, we're going to see, you'll have a different. And Avunu mimenu mikol adam, forget Yish, has nothing to do with Vada Yish. Rashi is like the Ram. Now, not because if he says Yush ain't hefka gomer, in Cain, if you're the boss of the Osul Yodah, be Yisur Yocholik Nos Ben Hefka. Okay, right now it's hefka. I can use. Now, Tosis is very clear, unequivocal. Question is a famous bunch of famous Rashi's. Rashi would seem to indicate. We'll see. It ain't so. But we'll see. It seemed to indicate. In the beginning of Eilu Metzius. He says, Hefkit. It's Yush and it's Hefkit. What's the Paris proof of Zohar? It's Yashua Bailim. Yom HaBegmor of a Hefkit. So, here we have a very, very clear statement of Rashi. Ki'ilu, he says, Yush becomes Hefka. The question is, how does he deal with Tosis's problem? He could say, maybe, that Yush Geneva and Yush Aveda are two separate things. But then that's the problem with the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it's all one thing. It's Reb Chaim's point throughout Reb Chaim. Now, the classic statement why Yush is not Hefka is in the Sivas, in Siman Reish Samach Beis. Sivas and Reish Samach Beis, Siv Gimel. That's certain things are very classic. Reb Chaim on Tavar Shas, it's very classic. Everyone knows about it. Nesivis, or is Yosh Hefka or not? It's very classic. Nesivis says like this. Hodi Yosh Kona, he's talking about. The lo yotza yide Yosh Mershus Bailim adi osli yad zocha. Why? And he brings the Gemara in Afkufta Zayin, in Bamakam. Let's see the Gemara. If you have a Gemara, an interesting case. We'll see a bunch of cases. Versus. So, under Rav Safra. Rav Safra was called Ozil Bishirusa. He was going in a caravan through the desert. Levinu Lahu Ari. And a lion went along with him. Why is this lion going along with him? Says Rashi. No, Nishabi Mamari. Well, Yemishami be Mosayim Micharios Philistim. He was watching them from wild animals, watching their animals and the people from wild animals and robbers. He had this lion as a guard. It's a covenant of Rav Safra. So, what's this animal, what's this lion going to eat? Kolayla, every night, Koshada Lechamro, the Chadminai, everyone volunteered one of his donkeys to give the lion a good supper. Okay, so everyone had to participate. Kimota Zimne de Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, he put a camel of his there, a donkey of his there, excuse me, and the lion didn't eat it. Kodim Rav Safra Zochabay. Next morning he wakes up, and this happened to Rav Safra. The fact that this lion was going along with this, it was not a normal thing. It was because of the source of Rav Safra. And the lion decided to fast that day, not take Rav Safra's donkey. And the next morning, he made a kinyan on her. Omele Rav Achami Difti the Ravina. Achami Difti asked Ravina, after he heard the story, Lomele Miskibe, why did he have to make a kinyan? Adaito de Arya Ifkare. He just wanted the lion to eat it. He didn't say it was hefka. I died to the kuma. It's hefka for the lion, not hefka for everybody. Amir Rav Safra, Rav Chida Milsahu. Rav Safra did it so no one should question who owns this donkey. Says Tosis. If you have a lion chasing a sheep, a wolf chasing a sheep, and someone jumps in and saves it, says why? There, the Gemara says, "Rabbi Mitzvah Chav Dali." Shabbanim is Yashma. Dosim Vaday Shari Bolitrof Kedimashma Pan Matzum Rari Shaiyus Lagamer Avo Hocha Rari Hoyim Mohem Malave Also. Now there, the Bailim gave up on it. The question is, we're going to have to see: is that Avudu Mimenu Mikol Adam? That's an Aveda. Here, they thought it was a very peaceful lion. Except he needed supper. A very peaceful lion needed supper. So no one was afraid of this lion. Either you can eat it or not going to eat it. It's different than a wild lion coming chasing after a sheep and he wants to do it. And someone managed somehow to save it. We have sheep sometime. So the Sivis begins with this Gemara. What does he do with it? I told you, Baba Kama Samach Vofa Mirah. Nero Fiani Miasaiti, Shebezeh Choluk Ben Yush Lehefka. What's the difference in Girush and Hefke? Hefke pligi Rabbi Yossi Rabbonin. That was a very strange halacha. People think it's easy to be mafke. The moment I own property, I can't get rid of it until I transfer that ownership to someone else, so I make it hefke. Hefke is not such a simple process. Why is Xeris Hakosev? Tishmetenev and Atashta. Now, the Gemara has a question. Beishame Beisil have a machlokas. Hefke la aniyim lo hefke la shirim. It's hefke. As far as aniyim are concerned, it's hefke. Not hefke la shirim. What does it mean? Is it ownerless or not ownerless? Who does it belong to? What does it belong to? Then Rav Yossi says, Hefker doesn't leave the Rishus of the Mafker until it goes into somebody else's Rishus. Now the question is simply, so that means Rav Yossi says, there's no ability of a person to stop and declare it ownerless. It's not ownerless, the Gabi Ruvim and not Shimon. Interesting, Mordechai. Zalocha that says, it's a pasuk that says, my animals cannot do malocha on Shabbos. So it's a machlokas, chirus kanya, chirus lo kanya. I rent out my horse to a guy, and he is going to use it on Shabbos. And I rent, so, but my horse is doing malocha on Shabbos. No sazcho melechato vincho v'hemtucho. So one group of Rishonim say, okay, it's Hefker le Shabbos, but not Hefker after Shabbos, and therefore, after Shabbos, I get it back, I don't have to make a kinyan. Hefker is a very strange halacha. Not simple, because Hefker is Hefker, that's it. No. You take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim. None of these halachas are simple. It's only simple if you learn Shas in a year. Latest thing. This is Perik Beis Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Yudalev. HaHefker Avu B'She'enu Neder Haru Kamo Neder. What does that mean? It's like a neder, but not a neder. The osu lo lachsebo. I can't change my mind. It's osu to change my mind. What does that mean? Maya hefke. Shioma odom nechosim elu hefke lakol. Let's say hefke for everyone. Hefke means a very simple thing. Let's continue. Beimitalum beimikarka. For kates a din hefke. What's the din of hefke? Kol kodom zochabo. Kono holy atzma unatzma shalom. If hefke means just killing it, willing, to just removing my bilis, and it's a simple thing, I can remove my bilis, what's he saying? King said, I did. What's this about? Hamafke aniyim lo lashir, ain't a hefke, shiafke la kol, kishmit. Okay. What hefke means is as follows. The Torah, where does hefke come from? Shmita. On Shemitah, I have to say my sada, anyone who wants to take the fruits on my trees can come and take the fruits on my trees. That's what Hefka means. I allow anyone and everyone to be Zohar. Beisham Beisham don't say, what if I say only an Ani can take it? Okay, what does Rabbi Yossi say? What's the Machlok to Rabbi Yossi Nechachom? The Machlok to Rabbi Yossi Nechachom. So I say anyone and everyone can take it. So when they take it, they take it. Until then, I don't take it. So Chacham, the moment I let, Hefke says, the moment I allow everyone to take it, so then that itself is Afkos Bilas. It's a second step. That's what's the din of Hefke? Well, I say anyone can take it, so what's the halacha? I'll call them Zohar. That's like Shmita. But it's going to have all sorts of halachas. It has to be prepared. All sorts of dinamitis. That's a simple thing, what Hefker is. And the result, ownerless. There's certain things the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchosim Aton Aloch Aleph says are automatically hefka. You take water out of the Atlantic Pacific Ocean, that's automatically hefka. No one had to be mafka. It never belonged to anyone. But this had belonged to someone. The Torah gave a mechanism to get rid of ownership by declaring anyone who wants to take it can take it. The Chum said that itself creates hafkos bilus. Now, we can go with the Gemara. And what is Yush? I'm finishing my share in 10 minutes. I'll call you back. So, what is Yush? Yush means something is avud or gozel, and it leaves my rishus. It has to be either avud or gozel. Now, yush means, we'll get into this in a deeper way, that, but it has to either be avud or gozel. It's a halacha. That something avud or gozel is eino birshusim. So that means I lose a certain degree of bilus on it. I can't be machne it. I can't be machdish it. Nothing I can do with it. I can't do that. This still belongs to me, but my bilus has been compromised. Something gets lost. When does it become Einu B'Shusi? If you take a look in the Ramban and Psochem, Dab Bezom and Aleph, becomes after Yiyush, it's Einu B'Shusi. What does that mean? That means my Rebbe Zichron Aruch used to say that it's completely Ovid. Ovid means I'm not chasing it for it, I'm not looking for it anymore, I gave up on it. That's Einu B'Shusi. Now, what's the story of Einu B'Shusi? According to the Mando Amah, who says, and we'll go through this in great detail, Mitzvah Shemblinetta next week, that there is, in an Aveda, if Yush is not Hefka, means it still belongs to me, but anyone who picks it up now does not have a Chiyuv Hashava. If I pick it up before, there's Yush, I have a Chiyuv Hashava. Hashiv Teshivin. After Yush, I don't have a Chiyuv Hashava. Gzela, the moment I steal it, so then there's a Chiyuv Hashava. What happens after Yush? Does Yush remove a Chiyuv Hashava? So that's what the Gemara's problem. What's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem is as follows. In Aveda, if I pick it up before Yush, I have a Chiyuv Hashava. So, Yish doesn't remove it. The Mandom says, Yish lo koni in Gzela says, Yish never removes a Chiyav HaShov. If there is no Chiyav HaShov, Yish just allows you to take it. But in Gzela, the moment I put my hands on it, it belongs to me. So there's an automatic Chiyav HaShov, so I never have the ability to use Yish. That is essentially what Tosis is saying, according to. But there's a mandama that says Yishkani, and well, those of you who are further ahead will know that it's not so simple. Afalpi, Tosa says Shemo, Aveda, Bosa, Dosa, Yoda, Kadama, Ra, Afkavi, Majishman, Rikami, Dosa, Yoda. So if I look at it simply, now, the question is, and this Tosos comes up with, there's a very big difference between, so you can say as follows. If I take a look at Shinui Kona, what does Shinui Kona say? That I steal something, I Chiyav HaShava, I remove the Chiyav HaShava, my Kinyon Exela now kick in, and I can, and I'm Kona. But I'm Kona automatically, whether I want to be Kona or not. According to the Mando Amma, Yush Koni. So what is it? What does the Gemara say, sir? Zemis yayish v'zerotz liknos. Zemis yayish v'zerotz liknos. So if I steal it, I want to make it mine. And mis yayish. So Ukor Mando says, it's only, now I have the ability to be called. It's not just I'm removing the Chiyav HaShav. I could have said, I remove the Chiyav HaShav. And that's what Yush does. If Yush removes the Chiyav HaShav in his neighbor, which it doesn't do in Aveda, maybe. So I should be called automatically. Just like Yeshino, he removes the Chiyav HaShav, so you call him. That's not what's happening here. So according to the Mandom and Yush Kani, goes like this. I just gave a very broad introduction. So I had to talk very slowly because, as you notice, my voice isn't in the greatest shape. You have to find what Yush does in Geneva, what it does in Aveda. Avudu mimenu we call on them. Is it possible that Yush means Hefka? Ptosis is very clear here. It can't be Hefka. And we'll see all the Nesivos Rayos. You'll for next time, everyone, my shears, but everyone should prepare the Nesivos Reish Samach Beis Gimel. And the Ktosim and Tovov. And the Ktosim agrees with Nesivos. And says, how is it possible to say that Yush is Hefker? If anyone says it, where it says, if it's Hefker, it's Hefker. So it's whether I want it to be gone or not. So it's Hefker. The more Samach Vavam, they seem to say black and white, it's not Hefker. Tosus has it from Samach Vavam and Aleph. If Tosus says, whatever you're going to do with Tosus, Samach Vavam and Beis is automatically, it's not Hefker. We have to Shemli Neder next week. My voice will be in better shape. And I'm going to tie together the whole, what is Yush, what is Hefker, what's Avudim, Menem, Mikolot.